To me it is. Mm-hmm. Because this is what they call a banana melon. It's shaped like a banana. Mm-hmm. And then the little honeydew melons is a little bitty fellas about so big. Mm-hmm. And then there's that big one. What is that big one's name? It's different varieties, different names. Mm-hmm. For.
Take something that was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell somebody just that.
Smells good.
Uh-huh. You'd ask me just.
Just make a sniff.
Uh-huh. And you say this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
the real thing.
Or this is
genuine maple.
Okay. And when sugar wasn't sold in packages, but when it was weighed to you out of the barrel, they say that it was sold. How? The one sold in packages, it was sold
in the book, but by the pan.
Okay. And something you have on the table to season your food with.
Salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd say,
"Here, that's for an apple."
How would he say that?
"Give me, may I have an apple, please?"
Okay. Or if he wasn't that polite, what would he say?
"Take it."
Okay, just say.
Yeah, they do. Some of them come along and just take it, you know.
Uh-huh. And you say, if you don't have any money at all, you say, you're not rich, you're
poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
It was poorer than we were.
But talking about his father being rich, you'd say. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
Whose father was rich?
Okay. Did you ever say, next door was a child, then his father was rich?
Didn't have none. It was all about poor as we were.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
crop.
Or
orchard.
Okay. And you'd ask somebody if it's his orchard, and he'd say, "No, I'm just a neighbor." And he'd point to someone else and say, "He's the man
who owns the orchard."
Okay. And the first thing you have to do after milking is you have to
cool the milk.
And then you have to
strain the milk into the containers, whatever you're going to put it in.
Mm-hmm. What about if you let milk get thick, you call that?
Clabber.
What can you make with a clabber?
Cream cheese.
Okay. And you say everybody around here likes to what horses likes to
ride horses.
Okay. You say yesterday he
rode.
But I have never
ridden.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell
off.
Huh?
You fell off. Or okay. He threw you off.
Uh-huh. You say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. You say, "I guess I must have
walked him asleep."
Or what?
Fell off the bed.
Uh-huh. And the things that you put on the horse's feet, you call those?
Shoes.
Okay. What about a game that you play with those?
Horseshoes.
Okay. Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
No. Yes, I believe I did.
What do they call it? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. What about part of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
Hooves.
Okay. And you, before you put the shoe on, you have to...
You make the shoe to fit the foot.
You trim the
foot and dress it down, and you put your shoe on there. And if it likes a little bit of being narrow or enough, mm-hmm. you put it on the anvil and beat it to make it fit. Or if it's not wide enough, you do the same mm-hmm. thing.
Or, but you trim the part of the foot that mm-hmm. you trim, you call that
the hoof.
Uh-huh. And kind of animal that barks, you call a
dog.
Uh-huh. If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you say?
Sicken.
Okay.